The following program is a presentation of the FlyPod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
You are listening to Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Richland Bean Blossom Community Schools. Thank you for listening in today. I am your host, Gary Puckett. And today, my guests are Dirk Ackerman, Edgewood High School Principal, Aaron Wells, Edgewood High School Band Director, and Taylor Ferguson, the Edgewood High School Ag Teacher and FFA Sponsor. This program is sponsored exclusively by the locally owned and operated group of McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville. If you are ready to get started working toward your college degree, McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville offer financial support to their employees to help make their educational journey easier. Archways to Opportunity offers programs to help make your goals become reality, and in a way that fits your lifestyle. For more information on receiving $2,500 annual tuition assistance available to part-time student employees, as well as other programs, visit their website, archwaystoopportunity.com. McDonald's, committed to being America's best first job. Our nationwide media network operates with a team of 35 individual show hosts around the country. We also have 80 syndication partners and 17 different media domain platforms. We provide on-demand media programming for over 3,300 communities across the nation. Super Chat is a show format we offer for school districts across the country. However, this episode of Super Chat is produced solely for the benefit of the stakeholders of Richland Bean Blossom Community Schools. Well, Dirk, Aaron, Taylor, I welcome all of you to Super Chat. Dirk, let me turn to you. I realize this is a rather broad question for our opening of the show, but would you offer up a description of the opportunities your students are offered at the high school? I just think it's a good idea to occasionally visit this basic topic.
Yeah, well, you know, like every high school, we have some great sports programs, great sports opportunities for the students. We now have, I think it's 20, I'm not the athletic director, so I can't say this for sure, but I believe we have all 20 sports. We included gymnastics a couple of years ago, and that kind of filled it up. We're looking at men's volleyball. That's kind of a new sport that the IHSAA is looking at. So, you know, we try to provide all kinds of opportunities along those lines. And then to support that, part of our PE program is we have a pretty good weight training program. We have a new PE teacher this year that is actually, his background is in weight training. So I think that that's going to really build that program. In music, we've had a long time nationally known choir program, our show choirs. Ms. Berta Slinkard many years ago began this program, and she always did a great job, and they were known nationally. They travel all over the country. More recently, our marching band program and our band program overall has been incredible. Aaron has done a great job with our band programs. In the school, in the building, Dr. Wilcox and I, a few years ago, talked about, you know, we felt like that a hole in our program was not having ag in an area like this, so we added our ag program. Taylor Ferguson has been in that program ever since then, and she does a great job. Her students love her, and she is giving, I think you've been out of school 5 times already this year, taking the kids to different opportunities and some nighttime opportunities. So those are great opportunities. We now have a robotics team for those students that are interested in robotics. And our new area in the school is our ILC, which is the Innovative Learning Center. And in that area, that space just gives students an opportunity to create a lot of different things. They have 3D printers, laser cutters. They can do some great things. They have a podcasting area, so audio, visual, just a lot of ways for students to create different projects. And then in our academics, I'm going to start in a different place. I'm going to talk about our special education department. We have an incredible group of special education teachers that support not only those students that are identified for special ed, but support all of our kids in classes and really provide accommodations needed for the students. I always brag about our teachers that you don't have to be an identified special education student in our school. You just have to have needs, and our teachers do a great job accommodating those needs at all levels. And finally, I'll talk about, we're really proud of our opportunity for college credits. We have an IU dual credit program. It's with history, two language arts classes, two math classes, two history classes. That provides a great program. Students take those classes and they get credits. They get college credits right away. And then about 7 years ago, we joined the APTIP through Notre Dame, and that's the opportunity to increase our AP enrollment and AP scores. And we now have, I believe, 7 AP classes on top of those dual college credit courses. So we have students that graduate with 30 to 40 college credits and really even begin their freshman year of college as a sophomore. So those are the highlights.
Boy.
Let me shift gears on you now. Tell our listeners about any projects that are about to begin or are in progress at this time at the high school. What can you share with us?
We've got a couple. I think I talked about the ILC, and that has just begun, and our teachers are learning how to use the ILC, how to use those tools to help students with creativity and to, you know, say, this is our lesson for this unit. Now, how can you maximize your learning with that unit and create something? So that's one. We just this week opened our coffee shop. We have a full functional coffee shop now in the library. It's got a two-head espresso machine, and so our blended smoothies and espresso cold and hot coffees are really quickly becoming really popular. So those are probably the two most exciting things we've got going on right now. What we're trying to do is entrepreneurship. So it's really big right now. And that's another, with the ILC and with the coffee shop, we're really trying to help kids see opportunities that they might have that aren't there right now, that maybe you don't go to school to learn that particular thing, but there are opportunities when you have a great idea, how to grow that idea.
Yeah. So Aaron, let me turn to you. Your band has experienced numerous successes this band season. I'm sure this has caused a bit of excitement within your ranks and throughout the larger school community. So fill us in on some of the details.
Yeah. You know, in the last 8 months, we won a state championship in winter percussion the last time I talked to you. And then we started out the season this July with band camp and getting, you know, kind of getting the kids back together, and had a fantastic summer as a teacher. I've done this now for several years. I'm not going to age myself, but I've done this quite a bit of times. And I just remember coming home in July after our band camp and thinking that, you know, this group is going to be super special. And then we went out to our first couple contests and, you know, had some pretty good reviews from our judges. And we traveled to Indianapolis towards the end of October for the Bands of America Super Regional Championships. It's groups from, you know, pretty much all around the Midwest that come into Lucas Oil, and we won our class. I can proudly say we won it pretty decisively. And then we went the next weekend and qualified for our state finals in our ISMA circuit, our Indiana State School Music Association circuit, and went into state finals the first weekend there of November and won a state championship.
Wow. And this would be like in the Class C category, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And they categorize those as, you know, in Indiana, there's an A class, a B class, a C class, and a D class. And that's all based on school size.
So, sure.
Yep.
Well, flipping back to the Bands of America competition, in addition to the music and really the composure of the band, are you doing formations as a marching band on the field?
Yeah, we do basically like what they call a marching band show now these days. I know you and I talked earlier, like, when, you know, your high school career was like was more of a halftime show, and we do perform at our football half times. But our show is basically a theme driven type of show. It is way more of a show than what was back, you know, a few years ago when they just did kind of halftime performances. And our show this year was entitled Break Free. It just kind of was a description of, you know, all of the things in kind of the world that are keeping people down and caged up. And obviously by the title, Break Free, that's what we, you know, wanted all of, you know, all of our kids to do at the end. And if you ever had a chance to see it, I could probably send you a video that you could see it and just check it out. But we, you know, we have this caged area at the beginning of the show that kind of keeps our single dancer in for the whole show. And she finally, towards the end, breaks all these barriers down and jumps out and runs through the band with this beautiful, large, very large pink runner through the middle of the field. It looked pretty nice on the green turf at Lucas Oil.
Yeah, no doubt. I'll bet. Well, how many members are in your band?
We had 102 this year.
Good size. So, Aaron, a question for you. Does your Marching Mustangs band offer or sell recordings of your band performances or recordings of the actual music that they do? Because I would have an interest in listening to them, quite frankly.
I would love to share them with you. I would love to share them with everybody. But copyright laws, they keep us from doing that. The composers and the musicians that originally composed or wrote or performed the music, they've obviously sold all that stuff to publishing companies. For us to even arrange it and perform it, we have to pay a publishing company to say it's okay for us to use it. And then it's very strict. We cannot sell it. Obviously, I can share it as a gift for you to just look at. But even as a director for state finals, I got one video copy and I'm the only person who can download it. And then I have to share it on my laptop with the kids. So I can't even share it then due to copyright laws.
Well, I do know what you're talking about. And the music business has been impacted in a major way due to ASCAP and BMI. You have the songwriters, you have the performers. I mean, yeah, I get it. Well, I just thought that would be a really cool fundraiser. Well, you know, Aaron, I wish you and your band members continued success. Just keep playing hard. That's all I can tell you.
Thank you very much.
Taylor, what is new and going on with your ag students?
So we have new things that happen all the time. Right now, we just got done in September. My ag business class built ag education displays down at the ILC to be used at the Children's Farm Festival here in Bloomington, which was a really cool experience just because my FFA and my ag kids kind of all got to be involved in that and then also see it really be played out at a festival and directly teach children in our county about agriculture. So that was a really cool, like, all-encompassing project. But they're preparing for, so our livestock judging meetings just started for my FFA kids. My ag classes are working on finishing up some different projects. So my animal science focuses a lot on different species. And we're doing a dog project right now where they finish up. They do a mock dog show outside. So lots of different things going on. But those are just a couple things that happen. They're happening right now.
Now, the interactive displays that were created, that was for Peden Farms, right?
Yes, that's for Children's Farm Festival. It's held at Peden Farm, yeah, here in Bloomington.
Okay, very good. Well, breaking it down, how many students do you currently have engaged in FFA?
So we have 42 members this year in FFA. In our ag classes, we have around 140. So I teach six different classes of agriculture, animal science, principles of agriculture, advanced animal science, and ag business. So,
you know, I speak with a lot of schools with ag programs. And the one thing that I would say, it's probably no surprise to anybody who understands ag, works in agriculture. But the thing that I have realized that was kind of a surprise to me is just how much of a science agriculture is. To just really sound horribly insensitive, I would just say farming is not about throwing some seeds in the ground and waiting for some action to happen.
No.
It is science.
Oh, it absolutely is. And that's what I tell kids, you know, when they are starting to, when they're thinking about, I'm trying to recruit kids, you know, to come to my class and let's be in my class. You know, a saying we all say is it's not just sows and plows. You know, we're not going to just sit and learn about tractors all day long. I was like, you know, agriculture is so all encompassing. It's not just the farmer who's doing it. It's the engineer who planned the GPS. It's the scientist that, you know, develop the seed product. It's the veterinarian. It's the conservationist. It's the DNR officer. It's the ag communications. It's getting that out. It's the ag teacher. So it's so much more than just, yeah, throwing seeds in the ground and hoping that some corn pops up and I hope we'll feed the world with this. You know, 1% of our population feeds our entire world. And that takes a lot of science, a lot of education, a lot of life experience to get that done. And so I get a lot of kids that come in and are like, agriculture, I'm not doing agriculture. I'm like, no, but do you like animal science? Do you like wildlife? Do you like nature? Like, I mean, that's all agriculture related.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Taylor, keep up the good work. And hey, listeners, remember, ag kind of grows on you.
Yes, so, hopefully it does.
Yes, surely it does. Well, guys, this has been a good conversation. Interesting topics, and I like that. It's positive when we can share some solid information with our listeners. I wish you and our entire audience a memorable holiday break. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining me today here on Super Chat.
Thanks, Gary.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Folks, I ask that you share this podcast with your community of school-associated friends using social media. I'd like to thank our sponsor for their support, the locally owned operated McDonald's restaurants in Bloomington and Ellettsville. Just remember, if you have a comment or a question for us right here in Studio Number 7, email it to us. shout@theflypod.com. Well, I have been your host, Gary Puckett, and our show comes to you free and clear on your portable media device or computer through the program feeds of theflypod.com New Media Network. We're glad you joined us today. Thank you for listening in here on Super Chat, the official school information podcast for Richland Bean Blossom Community Schools.